Welcome everybody to Reds Ramblings. I have with me today Kevin from over in Norway. Norway's probably been top three most requested countries that I've been trying to get a hold of. So I'm glad you're the first one to say yes. So thank you for that. I appreciate it. Kevin, go ahead and introduce yourself.
Well, my name is Kevin, as you said. I'm from a little town about a couple of hours south of our capital. We're about 30,000 that live there. For work, I work with people with mental disabilities, like Downs and so on.
Yeah.
And other than that, it's not much to tell about me. It's more interesting to speak about everything else, really.
The country, yeah.
Yeah.
What time is it there? It's pretty late over there, right?
Yeah, it's 21:30, so.
9:30, yep, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, we use 24, so.
Oh, well, I was in the Army back in the day, so I know that time as well.
Good.
Yeah. Are you in that time? Because you have the polar nights, correct, over there in Norway?
Yes.
Are you in that is it called a season? Or like it's dark all the time?
Well, I think it's a very big misconception. It's not dark all the time.
Yes.
Where I live, it's pretty much the same as in London. It's not so far north. It's Norway in itself is a very tall country. So it stretches from very far south to very far north. Of course, if you go to the most north in the country, you'll get in the middle of winter maybe 1 hour of sunlight.
Yeah.
But down here, it's pretty normal. You get like most of the day with sunlight in the winter.
Okay. What are, since you just said, you know, it's a pretty big misconception, do you know of some others that you see, you come across quite often?
That's kind of hard. You know, like Americans have this image maybe that like Vikings with horns and like big burly man and big burly woman and all Aryan and so on. It's not like that. We're pretty different kind of race. Like we have everything.
Yes.
So I think like the most Americans have maybe watched like Vikings.
Yes.
I think that's how like
I'm one of them. I will admit I am one of those.
And it is a pretty good show. Let's be honest.
Yes, it is.
It is
really good. Intense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it takes some liberties, let's say just say
oh,
that.
Oh, for sure. For sure.
But what we say, like from when we are born, we say that the Norwegians are born with skis on their feet.
Okay.
I don't know if you've actually heard that.
I have not. I do know that modern skiing was technically invented by Norwegians. I did come across that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And if you watch the Olympics, it's not really fun to watch like the skiing things because Norway always wins.
Yeah, that was, it said like your country has the most either medals or gold medals in the Winter Olympics of any other country in the world.
Medals in total.
Medals altogether, yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes sense. I mean, Winter Olympics, Norway, of course you guys are going to dominate.
Of course. I started like skiing when I was like a baby. Like my mother always had me behind her in like a polk thing that she dragged behind her.
Okay.
We started very early being outside. And I think that's like one thing that's really important for Norwegians is actually nature and what's outside.
Yes.
We do enjoy like skiing, outdoors activity. We enjoy hiking a lot. At least I spend most of my free time outside in the woods.
That's cool.
Actually.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm all for that. Yeah, because when I bought my house, if you were to look at a picture of my house, it looks like it's in the mountains, but it's not. But just the way it's set up, you know, it has that mountainy feel to it. And that was a big reason why I got it, because I like going out and hiking and whatnot. I don't do it as often anymore, but I do enjoy it whenever I do it. And it was a big reason why I ended up buying my house. It has that mountainy feel about it.
And I think like a lot of Americans, like they you have so much access to actually a lot of nature, if you think about it, and the diverse nature. I think it's very sad that you don't appreciate it more, though. I don't feel
I'll agree.
At least how you represent yourself out to the world. It's not like Americans, we love to do this and that. So,
no, very fair assumptions, very fair and pretty accurate, especially with the younger generation. Mm. The younger generation, like you, I think you said you're in your 30s. I am 30. So I came from a time before games and, you know, this type of, you know, technology to where, growing up, I was outside climbing trees, digging holes, that sort of thing. So I still have that fondness of the outside that is lost in the younger generation.
Yeah.
Grew up on, you know, Game Boys and everything like that. I get where you're coming from for sure. I totally get that.
But I also see that, like, the new generations, at least here, where we actually have done a really good job actually preserving that. So even though that, like all the TikToks and all the Instagrams or whatever, they also enjoy being outside. And we have actually schools that have a focus on being outside, learning about everything in the nature instead of like the classical schools with the whiteboard and whatever.
Yeah. Well, that is cool. That is cool. I do hope something like that finds its way over here. Because I like when the weather's nice, I love to go outside. Just right now, like it's getting for us, for me, I know it's what's the temperature right now where you're at currently?
I don't know, maybe 5 Celsius or something.
What? See, I'm about to figure out what 5 Celsius is 41 degrees Fahrenheit for me. And that's cold.
Well, that's hot, to be honest. Like,
that's cold for me, dude.
The perfect weather for me, I love winter, so I prefer winter. Yeah. But the perfect weather is like maybe 1.5 meters snow and then 15 minus in Celsius.
So for me, I prefer fall weather, which is about mid-70s. I'd say 72, which is 22 Celsius for you.
Oh, okay. That's hot. That's middle of summer, man. Like when,
really?
Yeah. When it actually goes above like 25, it's I hate it. That's unbearable, man.
Dude, that's the time I would be over there and loving life. I would love it over there.
Oh,
that's the only time, man.
You'll find like most Norwegians, they'll be like, oh, I can't do anything. It's too hot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. For sure. I mean, it's mainly cold over there. So
it's
you just acclimate to it, I'm sure. Yeah.
Of course. It takes time.
Yeah. I came across one thing that I perceive as strange, and probably a lot of Americans would perceive as strange as well. When you're younger, like a parent, and you have a baby, there was a few articles I read that said that it was pretty okay for the mother to set the baby outside in the cold in outside to get like the fresh air while she went in for a coffee and whatnot.
Yeah, they've done it to me and
everyone
in the family. It's really, really like I kind of do the same now with myself because my bedroom is locked all the time. And the outside window is always open. So I get like fresh air. So in the middle of the winter, it can be like minus 15 inside the room. But I also have like a big duvet over me and so on. So I'm not freezing. So but even the babies, they're like really packed in sheepskin or something. So they're not cold at all.
Yeah. I know still, even with being wrapped up, like if a parent was to do that in America, that would be considered child abuse.
Oh my God.
You know? No. Oh yeah. That would be considered child abuse here in the States for sure. Like sadly, and this is an issue. We have a big problem for whatever reason, every summer when it gets, you know, really hot in a lot of states, I don't understand. Again, I have a child, so this boggles my mind. I don't know if you have a kid, but it's insane that in the States during the summer months, there are a lot of incidences where parents would leave their kid in a hot car locked. Yeah, so you kind of know where I'm going with that. And it's every year, and it makes no sense. like there are automobiles, there's like laws in place now, or they're working on laws to require, if I remember correctly, require automobile industry to put like alarms to remind parents that, hey, you have a child back there.
That's
how do you need
crazy.
How
That's
do you
crazy.
Need to be reminded? Like, how, what is that? You know, like, oh, don't forget your phone. Also, yeah, don't forget your freaking baby in the back. You know, screw your phone. No one cares about that shit when it comes to, you know, a child, a human being in the back. But it happens every single year. There are cases of that. And it's, you know?
Well, let's just, the babies are not unattended. They're always watched, looked after. So we're not leaving them, just going wherever.
Oh, no. Yeah. I didn't want it to come off like that. If it did,
No,
it didn't. But I mean, yeah, you need fresh air. Everyone needs fresh air. You know, like even now when it's my typical 72, you know, over here, I like to open the windows in the house, you know, and let that fresh air come in and air out everything. It feels great.
Plus, the air quality there is always very good. We don't have any problems with pollutions and so on.
Yes.
It's very strict on what, how much the industry can put out, and they have to have like cleaning things for the pipes. So the general air quality is really good as well. So it's no time there's not good to open the window.
Oh, yeah. I would imagine that's very true. Definitely. I mean, it's so cold. Are colds or like pneumonia a thing over there?
Sure, we have cold seasons. It's normal for everywhere, I think. But it's like I get maybe a cold once a year in the in the, around here on this time, and then a week and then you're done.
Yeah, I got you. When we spoke a little bit on Reddit and you reached out to me. You started off saying like, hey, if you're okay, we're talking with a pretty conservative mid-30s, I think you said, Norwegian. And I was like, I really don't care. Political affiliation doesn't matter to me. I just want to talk about the culture.
Yeah.
In looking into Norway, however, and if you don't want to speak about it, that's fine, because politics can get sketchy depending on who you are. From an American's viewpoint, Norway is very forward in, like you said, conservation, energy. It would be considered far left from the typical American viewpoint, right? So you describe yourself as a conservative from Norway. What is that? What is a conservative Norway? Norwegian, excuse me.
Well, I think that in a conservative Norwegian environment, we protect a lot of the business. Let's just say that a lot of Americans think like we're socialized and all that. It's not. Norway is a market economy with a strong healthcare and social system. It's nothing other than that. I just when we say conservative, we think about like we want to protect businesses, but we also want to protect the people.
Yeah.
So even if I'm a conservative, I would probably almost be around Bernie Sanders, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah.
Me and my wife were just talking about that because I asked her or I mentioned you about it, or about you to her. And I was like, I'm wondering if what his idea of a conservative for Norway would be considered like center left for America, you know? Seems to be the case because, like if you depend on who you ask, Bernie is pretty left, depending on who you ask, right? Yeah, depending on who you ask, he, man,
Well, no, but like the conservative in Norway is more about like the new identity politics and so on is something
Yeah.
I think is pretty far-fetched, to be honest. But something like, for example, I want a strong union in every place I work. That's something Americans think of, communism. But it's a balance because the workers and those who own the work have to work together to actually make it better for everyone. And you need a strong union for that because
Yeah,
everyone wants
there's
the money.
exactly. Yeah. There's when it comes to stuff like that, in my opinion, there's a lot of like they'll take a concept like unions and they'll take the bad part and they'll highlight the bad part, not give any value to the good parts of it. And so that's all they, spout out is, well, this happens and that happens. And that's all people hear about is the bad part of socialism or anything like that. It's all they ever hear. So they don't look at the good parts. And even it's good to call out the bad parts because that way you can fix them. You can still have a little bit of everything as long as if you can highlight what's bad about it and work towards fixing it, fucking do it.
Hey, nothing is perfect. Like, we have a lot of issues here as well. Like, however, I think that it's the golden middle road for everything. You have to find the golden middle road.
Yeah,
And
there's a lot right now, especially over here. It's depending on what side you're on, is either you're with us 100% or you're against us. And that's not the way to do things. You got to come together, put in your values that you do match up on, and work on your differences. And right now, what has been going rampant this year, especially this week, is that whole, like you said, identity politics. Either if you're with us, you're with us one on every single issue, or you're not with us at all. You're the enemy. And it sucks to see.
I think the general problem is we lost the ability to speak to each other, to actually like sit down and discuss. Because if you don't like what I say, it's okay, you're that, and you call me something and you shut down the conversation and then you move on. It's not like let's sit down and discuss this. Let's discuss the ideas. That's I think that's the strongest thing about the Western civilization is we always had like in the modern sense, at least, we had the ability to sit down and discuss anything.
And yeah, that like you said, that's been pretty lost here recently and fading away. And the sad part is, like I said, the solution is just to sit down and talk. And how simple is that? That is, it's there's nothing simpler than talking. Like, here we are, me and you. I'm in the States, you're in Norway. We're just talking, even if it's something simple as this. Like, if you're a big head of state, head of a corporate, just talk. You never know what you're going to find, because that is one thing that I have found since I started. And one of the reasons I kind of started doing this whole cultural episodes that I do now is because how a lot of what America, how America is perceived these days, very prideful, arrogant at times, not open to discussing differences. I'm not that type. So I wanted to go out and try and show that we're not all that way. Not all of us are. And it's worked out pretty well. I think I've definitely enjoyed my time talking with people. And in doing so, you find that people from halfway around the world are just like you. They grew up, very different, but you have extreme similarities nonetheless, because you're still a freaking human being. You still want essentially the same thing for you, your family, your people. You all want the same thing. You just got to talk it out, hash it out, have that conversation. Come to an agreement. It's not hard.
Of course. I thought like some of the best people I've actually met was when I worked in the Middle East. And you think
Really?
like, yeah, and then you think like, oh, those are like Muslims
Yeah.
and so on and so conservatives and they hate their women and suppress their women and so on. But it's not like that a lot of
Yeah,
places.
yeah.
It's just normal people trying to live their life.
Yeah, I know.
Most of the world, like, life is hard. That's just how it is.
It's a fact.
Yep.
That is a fact.
Everywhere you go, like me in Norway, you, probably you in the US, like some guy in Africa, like life is hard. It's just the way that it is hard. Like we all have our different problems we have to deal with in the daily lives, and we're like normal people are just trying to survive.
That is very true. And yeah, like you said, with the whole Middle East countries, I have yet to speak to anyone specifically. I have an Iranian lined up in like the next day or two. So I'm excited about that because that's going to be my first Middle Eastern country that I speak to. But I've spoken to others that have visited like Saudi Arabia, two people that have visited Saudi Arabia, and they say the same thing. You know, they say one of them, my friend from the Bahamas, she took a job over there in Saudi Arabia, and she was told, first off, she's a woman, obviously, and she was told, watch out for this, be careful about that. And so she went in there with that in her head, you know, to be careful about saying certain things, dressing a certain way, talking in a certain tone to certain people. But when she got there, that was not the case, you know, like she worked for a hotel and she was told, you know, women have to dress conservative and not show skin and whatnot. And, you know, she's at the desk at her hotel at a job watching women walk in with a, you know, two-piece bikini and everything coming out. And she's like, I left my bikini at home, you know, blah, 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 you know. And sometimes it takes that, you know, you have to be shown that to your face to really see that that's the truth, that it's not what you hear. Because usually what you hear is the negatives a lot of times. You know, you know, the town gossip. Oh, did you hear about blah, 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 you know? And as we all know, with like town gossip and what we called here in the States, the telephone game, you know, that spreads and changes every single time someone, you know, tells that story. It turns into bullshit sometimes, you know? But you gotta be able to take that step out of your comfort zone to see that, to experience that. A lot of people just don't do that.
No, but that's the thing. Like we'll have like the media and everything. It's like, yeah, everything is going so bad. There's war, there's famine,
Yeah.
blah 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 blah. So we get like the impression that everything's just wrong in the world today,
Yeah,
and the
right.
media is to blame for that. I blame the media.
Oh, definitely, because I mean, you know, it's like they say sex sells, you know, trauma, war, bad news sells just about the same. You know, definitely does. It gets you talking.
It's
Let's
all
get
about
off the bad
the
stuff. Yeah,
clickbait.
clickbait,
Yeah.
100%. Let's get off the bad stuff. Let's talk about some cool Norwegian stuff because you guys have a lot that I have found, anyways. I've known about Norway since I was a kid, I'm sure, but I've been interested in Norway for a good number of years, mainly because I listen to a lot of metal, and Norway is home to a crap ton of really good metal.
Oh.
Is that a music genre you're interested in?
Of course.
Really?
We yeah.
Yes.
But not a lot of like black metal and so on.
Oh, I don't either. No, that's fine. We're good there.
No. Good. But that because that's actually the thing that's most Norway's most known for. It's like the really hard metal. Yeah. That's not all. That haven't been my thing. I've always been like power metal and near
Yes.
melodic metal.
I like you, Kevin. You're a good guy right there. You're a good one.
I like in high school. I always listened to like Killswitch and so on,
Yes.
with
I was
the old vocalist. I don't remember his name.
the black guy. Tom
Fantastic.
something, if I remember correctly. Oh
Correct,
yeah,
correct.
he was great. He was great.
Fantastic work.
All right. I'm enjoying this one, man. It's
Oh.
Norway, a guy, a fellow metalhead, and a conservative metalhead. I get, bro,
Conservative.
like you come here to America and you say you're conservative and you listen to metal, those two normally don't mix, usually.
Let's see what other things I can ruin. I think abortion should be legal. Just
Hey, it ain't my choice. I don't care. Right. That has nothing to do with me. But yeah, over here, bro, you would be crucified to call yourself conservative and say you are for abortion. That does not fly.
But you also have to remember that the conservatism from most people in Norway doesn't come from religion like it does in the US.
For sure. Yes. Where does that come from then? Because, I've never thought of it in a non-religion-based context.
Of course, it's based on some culture.
Okay.
I think it's also based on more practicality, because how we feel is that the left is more based on the feeling, but the right is more based on what's practical to do, how we can do it in a good way without
the logical sense.
Yeah, logic, more logic. Okay. I wouldn't actually use the word logic, because the left is not unlogical. Of course, if you go far left, that's unlogical, but that's the same on the other side as well.
Okay. Can I ask you then, for Norway, what is considered far left?
Well, you have the communists. That's far left.
True. Okay, so we share that similarity, at least.
Of course. You have, all authoritarian ideologies is far anything. If it's, far fascists, the right side, of course you have the communists on the other side. But everything in between is just a spectrum wherever you are. Mm-hmm. And even if you're on the left, it doesn't mean that everything of your opinion has to be on the classical left side.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're people. We have a lot of different opportunities to experience things, and that shapes what we believe.
Very true. Very true. Yeah, because I know if I were to take a test, left or right, I'm depending on what the subject is, I can go left or right. You know, I have a gun. I have a few guns. I like guns. That's typically for the States a right thing, gun rights and whatnot. But at the same time, I'm for stronger restrictions and yada, yada, all that kind of stuff.
Well, I think the ability to own something is okay, but you should have the proper classes and education to actually handle, for example, a firearm, to handle a firearm in the correct way. I don't know if it's true now, but before it was per person, Norway has the highest amount of guns in Europe.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
But we hunt a lot. We're hunting country.
Okay. So, that makes sense. Yeah. That's interesting, though.
So, in the seasons, I do hunt a lot. And my uncle has a little farm down in Sweden. We hunt pigs, like wild boar. Okay.
All right. Yeah. You mentioned earlier that you had a job in the Middle East. Do you mind if I ask about that?
I'll go briefly into it. I worked as a medic in Syria.
Okay.
When the ISIS thing was at its highest.
I got you. Okay, I understand. I won't push more into that. One quick before I do get at, were you military?
Yes, I am ex-military. I worked about 5 years in the Norwegian Army and then a little bit in the Middle East after that.
Okay, that's cool. I like that. That's good. I was Army for a while here in the States.
Army, so I was a tanker.
Oh, that's cool. I was communication, so I didn't get nothing fancy.
I was my responsibility was to communication equipment, radio equipment for the whole troop.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Cool, man. Cool. I want to ask about, I got a lot of questions about your fishing industry. I don't know if you know much.
I do.
Okay. The main question was about your salmon. Apparently, it's Sophina, I speak to from Scotland, says anytime like she goes to a supermarket for fish, that all the salmon products say they're from Norway. So I'm assuming Norway has a huge salmon industry.
It's the second biggest export after oil.
Okay, that is pretty big. That is pretty big.
A lot, most of it actually goes to Asia, though.
Oh, okay.
Like Japan, for example.
Yes. Yeah, I was reading into you guys are technically credited with the invention of salmon sushi.
Oh, really? I actually didn't know that. I just knew that we exported a lot of it. So.
Yeah. If I remember correctly, it was a traveler in the mid-1900s, like 1940-something, maybe. He came back from Japan. Either he came back from Japan or went to Japan. And at the time there in Japan, the Japanese were not very fond of raw fish, but I'm assuming that's a pretty Norwegian thing, raw fish, possibly. So maybe more back then, possibly. But he brought it to them or brought the idea. And so, yeah, like Norway is essentially credited with the invention of salmon sushi, which is very, very cool, I think. That's pretty unique.
Well, fish in general is like the staple of Norwegian food. It's a ocean-going country.
Yes. So, yeah.
But so you have like smoked salmon, of course, and then you have like dried fish, which is it's awful. When you see like the racks of fish that's drying outside, they're basically, I don't know the English word for it, but it's basically treated with poison. Yeah. It's I'll find it.
Is that I think I've come across that as well. Yeah.
Feb.
It sounds a little bit familiar.
Lye. I'm sorry. Lye.
Yes.
Lye. Yeah.
That's for the lutefisk, right?
Correct.
Is that something you've had?
It's awful. I never. A lot of the traditional Norwegian food is actually awful. We have something that's also called svalahove, which is sheep's head. Boiled
sheep's head?
Yeah.
Boiled sheep. How do you spell that?
Boiled?
Like no, no. Boiled. What is pronounced? Svalahova?
Svala. S-V-A-L-A-H-O-V-A. E, I mean.
All right.
I'll try to.
Let's see. Oh, it's a whole head. You weren't lying.
No. It's a whole head. Yeah. It's awful. Not recommended at all.
What the? Whoa.
But that's from like the old times. Like,
yeah.
Instead of starving, of course you want to eat a head.
That's freaking crazy. Hey, sweetie. Come here. This is my wife about to peek in. So they eat a whole sheep's head. Or not him, but. You want to try some? No? Yeah, no, I don't blame you for, like, I love meat. I don't do fish often, but that is something, that is a no-go for me, dude. That is, that's bad. What are some good Norwegian foods?
I don't think we actually have a really traditional Norwegian food that's really good. Like, lobskaus, what we call it? It's just all the remaining parts that you would throw away. You put it in a soup and you make something of it.
It's like a stew of everything.
Yeah, it's lobskaus. It's you don't even have a word for it. I can see so. But that's like the typical farmer meat. We eat a lot of meat. Like moose is really common.
Okay.
Back in the day, yeah.
Yeah.
Because we hunt, of course. And then there's fish.
Of course, yes.
So, some kind of fish with like potatoes. Potatoes is really common. So you have fish and potatoes, really common.
All right, I'm looking at a few right now, so I'm gonna throw some at you. And if you, oh, I gotta bring this up. Okay, so if anyone knows me, there's a few things about me that is undeniable. One is my absolute love of pizza and anything pizza related. I have a pizza tattoo, I have pizza shirts, I have pizza everything. I proposed to my wife in a pizza box from Papa John's. So I have a love of pizza. So does Norway, I came across.
Well, it's easy food. We have a lot of other things going, and like sitting down to eat something takes a while, so we don't have time for that. So like frozen pizza or something quick is it's easy.
Yes. Said
And we
Grandiosa is
oh
like the biggest one you guys have.
oh it's awful. It's the worst one. Yeah,
Wow. Oh, really?
it's the most popular and the traditional like choice for frozen pizza, of course, because it's
Okay.
been here since like the 70s, I think.
All right. Wait,
But
not for you.
no, I'd rather buy something else, another frozen pizza.
Okay, so who's your brand of choice then?
It's American style big one, it's called.
It's called
But
Big
like,
One?
yeah, it's not really big though.
I about to say, not in America, it's not. I don't recognize that one. Unless we might call it by some other name. I'm about to
But
check that out.
it's a really simple pizza, but it's like a thicker bottom, so.
Yeah, no, I'm looking at a box now. I do not recognize that one. But I love pizza, so if I ever go to Norway, which I would love to one day whenever I can travel, I'm gonna try some Grandiosa, and I'm gonna probably hit you up, and me and you can go out and get some a big one pizza.
Yeah, really good.
Yeah,
But like we have a lot of pizza places and so on, but you got to remember like everything you order from outside is more expensive. So maybe
Oh, yeah.
if you order a pizza with delivery, it's maybe like 40, 50 bucks
For one?
for one big one.
What? I
With
ordered
delivery.
with delivery for one pizza, it's like 40, 50 bucks.
About.
Now is that Norwegian currency or is that for us?
No, for you. It's like 400, 500 kroners.
40, 50 bucks here gets you at l like two. Maybe even three pizzas.
Oh, no.
Dude, I like no joke. Okay, so yesterday was Halloween, right? Does Norway celebrate Halloween?
It's becoming more common, but it's like the typical like Americanized thing that's like come into society. We have no tradition of actually celebrating Halloween. The thing is now it's more about an excuse to actually go out and drink.
That's fair. I mean, that's what I did last night. I ain't gonna lie. But I ordered from Pizza Hut and Papa John's both. And it was funny, they came together. So they're like outside my house at the same time. I laughed. But altogether, I probably spent 40, 50 bucks total. Got a large, three mediums. Some cheese sticks and breadsticks for like 40, 50 bucks.
Oh no, you wouldn't get that there.
Yeah,
But it is like in general, it's more expensive in Norway, no doubt about that. But like our wages are pretty high, and
I was coming across.
even me, like I work in healthcare, so it's not like the top thing to do if you want to earn a lot of money. But I'm fine. I like in the end of month with all the bills paid and so on, I still have like maybe 1,000, 1,500 bucks to spare just to blow on something.
Yeah. That's one thing I did definitely came across is Norway's cost of living is pretty high for for all of Europe and those surrounding countries. But that healthcare you said is not like at the top? 'Cause over here, like depending on your actual job in healthcare, that's a good living.
No, you wouldn't, you don't earn that much money, but you earn a fair wage. Like everything here is a fair wage.
Yes.
You won't get like super rich by doing something unless you own a business or something.
Oh yeah.
But it's enough to actually have a decent living and live comfortably. And that's the most important thing.
Oh, for sure, for sure. What are, have you been to any other country? Like you said, you went to Saudi, oh, the Middle East and Syria. Have you been anywhere else?
I've been around like Europe, like Poland, Germany, France, Italy, Switzerland, England. I've traveled a lot. I've been to a couple of places in Asia, like Thailand and so on.
Okay, that's cool. So ne never America?
Never America. I always wanted, I have had a dream to do like the typical like American dream thing, to buy an American muscle car and drive across the
Oh
US.
yeah.
Yes.
I'm with you on that one too, man. All right, what's your favorite muscle car we got?
Don't know, man. Maybe a Charger, man.
The new, okay, the new ones or the old ones?
The old ones, of course.
Right?
You have to
Yes.
have the classic ones. But in the later years, I've actually gone a bit back on that, and I kind of want to drive across America on a bike, like a motorbike.
Motorcycle? That would be fun. Yeah. I've wanted a motorcycle for a long time. My kids are, about to be 7, so I feel I don't want to be that, have an accident, and miss anything with him. But definitely when I get older, like if I ever have a midlife crisis, my midlife crisis purchase might be a motorcycle. Nice Harley, Triumph maybe if they're still around. I
Well,
think that's gonna be mine.
it's all about like everything you do can actually kill you. So you can't
That's
let
true.
that stop you, to be honest. It's
Well,
just drive responsibly and just take the precautions you need to do and then just live your life. Do what you
very
want to
true. Very true. I got priorities though, my wife,
do.
we want to have a kid of our own, so I got that. And then to have that, I need a bigger house. So I gotta get some stuff taken care of first before I get my motorcycle and all that kind of stuff. But Charger's good. I like that one. Mine, if I had to go with American Muscle, old school American Muscle, mine would be a 71 Barracuda. A Hemi Barracuda.
They're a bit longer, right?
Yeah, they're mean as shit. Oh yeah. That'd be mine, 100%. So
But
what are
you couldn't use that car here though, at all. It's
Yeah.
you could use it, but it wouldn't be practical at all.
Yeah, because your gas is insanely high for us.
Yeah, it's taxed a lot, but it goes faster.
Yeah, I think one of the articles said that the average American gallon of gas is like $2.99 a gallon, whereas for Norway, it's like $7 a gallon from one article that I came across today.
It might be true. It's about like 13 kroners per liter, so.
All right. So what are some things that you, if you don't mind me asking, this might get a little personal, so if you don't want to speak on it, I'm okay.
I'm open for anything. That's fine.
Okay. Well, you said you're what, from a Norwegian standpoint, conservative. So if you were to change some things around, what would you do?
Here in Norway?
Yes.
I don't know, man. We actually need more taxes though. So that's not very conservative.
Oh,
No,
wow.
you have to tax the tax has to be proportional to your income at least.
Yeah, that's fair, I think.
I pay 36% tax now, and I would be fine to pay more if actually I would get more, because you got to remember, like everything we have might be not be like the elite thing, like Harvard for school and so on, but everyone gets it. So right. I will always know that my kids will have a good education. They will have yes. access to go to college whenever they want. They will have healthcare whenever they want. If they're sick, they can go to the doctors and not having to pay like X amount of dollars and be broke mm-hmm. for the rest of their lives.
Right.
And of course, a trade-off of that is if you have a really rare disease, for example,
okay.
and there's some experimental treatments, it's really hard to get from the state.
Very true. Very true. Yes. Yes.
However, everyone gets something at least. I have had the allergies in the summer. Mm-hmm. I maybe pay in total $10 for a season for like all the medicines and so on. Because the doctor has classified it as something that I have to live with. Like, it's yeah. not something you can, that can go away. So yeah. I'm dependent on the medicine. So that's why I get like a special receipt, what we call a blue receipt. Mm-hmm. And then I just go to the pharmacy, pick up what I want, and I pay like a little bit of it. And the state pays the rest of it.
Yeah, I think if the Americans here that are against what's pushed from the left, or what's pushed as, you know, the Norwegian way or the Swedish way of governments and whatnot, if they would actually sit down and speak with someone from there, like yourself, they would hear that it's not what's being pushed around here. It's it makes sense, you know, like. There's a lot. Anyway, I said I want to get off this stuff, but we always come back to it. It's just the freaking climate we have right now here in the States.
Yeah,
it's,
I know.
You can't freaking escape it.
And we like, it's really big news over here as well. So we know everything that's going on because everything that happens in America affects us all in Europe as well yeah. because of how large you actually are.
Yeah. But one of the other questions that I got this from Jared, who's from Ireland. He has his own podcast, Awfully Irish Podcast. Shout out to Jared and the Awfully Irish guys. He wanted to know about, you have either an island or an area. I'm going to try and pronounce it, and I'm probably going to butcher it, so my apologies. Svalbard?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Okay. He wanted to know a little bit about it because apparently you could live there without a visa.
Well, it's like a special economic zone. So what happens is the Norwegian claimed it and the Russian also claimed it. So it was a dispute about the land. So they made agreement. As long as there was a settlement there, you could live there. So the Russians have one settlement on the north side, I think. And then mm-hmm. the Norwegians have a settlement on the south side.
Okay. So you guys have like I came across one thing that said like you guys have a land bridge to Russia?
Not the land bridge. We border to Russia though. You have like...
Okay, that was probably it then. You know, one thing I like when I was looking into some Norwegian stuff is even when like here, if I type in Norway city, you know, that is that like, that's a typical Norway city, right? If Google's yeah. being accurate.
Well yeah. Like some old, some new.
Yeah.
If you can Google my city and you see if you can find it. It's P-O-R-S. G. There you go.
Oh,
there
is it this one?
Yeah.
And how do you pronounce that?
Porsgrunn.
I'm not. Nope. I don't want to butcher that. Porsgrunn?
Yeah. It's pretty good.
Something like that. Okay.
But that's this is an old, like, industry town.
Yeah. Looks like a lot of fishing.
No, not at all. Like, really? No. A lot of this was, like, aluminium. Norwegian Hydro started there.
Yeah.
So it's like it's like heavy industry, or not heavy, heavy, but yeah.
All right. Yeah, that was one thing that I think if you look into anything Norway, you find that your green energy is really good. You guys have basically your whole country is, you know, pretty green with hydroelectricity and all that.
It's over there.
Yeah. Even though you have a lot of oil reserves, you don't really use them. You export them, you know, but you don't really use them yourselves. And that's pretty cool. Because I'm not getting back into it. I'm not doing it.
well, let's just say we all have a responsibility to our planet to actually preserve it.
Very true. Fair.
And that's why.
Why not?
But you know, so even the state here is they're moving away from oil.
Mm-hmm.
Like the oil fund, it's like a lot of like the worst kind of industry that really pollutes. They don't invest in that anymore. So of course, you have to be realistic and say, yeah, of course we have oil and we need money. So let's pump it up and earn. But how we use that money is really important then. So we can use it in a good way. So we invested in a good way, and that's what they've done, and they've done great, let's be honest.
Right? I mean, from what I've known, I usually set aside 2 hours to research a country before I speak with the individual. And from what I've come across, seems very good what you guys got going on. I don't see how anyone can really argue against it unless you're just freaking stupid, to be honest. It's laid out pretty well. One of my other questions I do recall from a coworker I have who found out that she has quite a bit of Norwegian blood, right? She did the whole ancestry DNA and found out she had a fair amount of Norwegian blood. I want to say 40%, it said, is from the Norwegian area. Could have been just Scandinavia altogether, but still. And she was one of the ones that was pushing for me big time to find someone from Norway. So she's going to love to hear this episode. Is for a tourist, right, that comes to Norway, what would you say is the best non-touristy place for a tourist to go?
Just go into the woods, man. Just enjoy nature. Yeah.
Right? No, I'm fine. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the best thing. Like, you can go to, like, the typical tourist places, like Trollstigen, for example, which is It's just a huge, like, dive down on top of a mountain.
Oh, is that tongue thing?
Yeah.
I saw that.
Tom Cruise was in.
Yeah. I remember I came across that one as well. At least that is outside, though.
Yeah. Of course, most of the touristy thing is outside here.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We don't have, like, a really hard tourist industry either.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can come here and we have like touristy things. You can go in the city, and if you end up in Oslo, you won't get like a real good impression of how Norway is because it's a capital. Like everything ends up there. But just go outside, go rent a car, and just drive, just experience it. It's the best way.
Oh, I agree. In the countries that I've spoken to. First off, I'm a lover of history. I love anything to do with history. So when I speak to people and I kind of ask the same question, like if I was there, where would you take me to show me the sites? And they always say the same thing. They're like, don't go to the big city. You're not going to find what that country is by going there. And that makes sense because that's where everything's very modern and, you know, where the life is, but that's not where the blood, if that makes any sense, not where the true life, the true Norwegian experience is. That's going to be out in the open, in the trees, in the woods and everything.
But you have to also remember that a lot of Norwegians might, like, if for an American, they might, like, be a little bit standoffish, but they're not. They're we're just not that open from the get-go. So, and I think I actually thought about this because if an American says like, hi, how are you? You don't mean how are you, how is your life, but when a Norwegian asks you, okay, hi, how are you, they genuinely want to know how you are doing, and if they can do anything to actually. So it's more interpersonal relationship, but it takes a little bit of time to get closer to us.
Yeah, I was watching some video on YouTube, excuse me. Some Norwegian YouTuber who does a lot of videos for the country or about the country. And that was one of the things he even said. He said, don't, like, if you're visiting, don't walk up to a Norwegian and ask how are you? They not necessarily take offense, but they won't take it as how we actually do mean it. You know, we mean it as, hey, what's up? Something like that. Whereas, like you just said, you guys take it as a literal meaning, you know? But one thing that, because in the history of Norway, back in the day, you guys used to have a partnership kingdom, kind of whatever you want to call it, with Denmark. You know, you were the kingdom of Denmark-Norway, something like that, for a few hundred years, if I recall. And I've spoken to...
partnership, though.
Yeah, that was a totally wrong word.
That's No.
Totally wrong word. I apologize for that.
Those were the invaders, no doubt.
Yeah.
But it doesn't translate to modern times, though, because, of course, we have, like, it's more brotherly love now and brotherly hate between, like, Norway, Sweden, and Denmark. It's just fun. We're same. Like, we're the same people, basically. We can all understand each other pretty much, except maybe the Danish, because they speak weird. But and you will hear that this way if you speak to other Norwegians or Swedish for that matter, like they have no problem understanding like Swedish, Norwegian, but the Danish is more hard to understand.
Okay, that makes sense.
It is basically the same people.
Yeah, because I've spoken to a lady from Denmark, and. She mentioned the language is pretty harsh, and depending on where you go, you might be able to understand each other. Sometimes you won't. But in talking with her, one thing that she showed or taught me about that confuses me, and as an American, I don't understand it. You guys or the country, that the Scandinavian nations, essentially, have, and if I'm pronouncing it wrong, okay, I apologize again. A certain set of like unspoken laws, the jaunty laws, or I don't get those. Like, she read them to me, and I don't, as an American, those things are confusing. not confusing as I don't understand what they mean, but confusing as that shouldn't be the case, if that makes sense.
Well, at least for me, it boils down to like trying to work together for something that's bigger than yourself. Instead, don't think you're anything special. Yeah, sure, you're not special. Like, we as a people are more special, and that's what makes us great, if we'll use that.
So maybe I was confused in the understanding of it then, because that I understand. When you put it that way, that makes sense. So would it be frowned upon, to use as an example, if, let's say, I made a painting, right? Like, I painted something, very proud of my work. I accomplished something. I'm happy about it. Would it be frowned upon then to go and say, hey, look what I did. Look at this.
No, not really. But it's the way you do it, you know.
Okay.
Let's take the stereotypical what we think of as American. How you would do it is more like you would shove it in their face and look what I did. How good was that? It's awesome, right? That goes outside the envelope. But it's more if you make something and you say, "Hey guys, look at me. Where am I? Look what I made," and not force it upon anybody.
Yes,
it's good.
So it's the presentation, basically.
Yeah.
See, that makes sense. I understand. And when you put it as you're not special, we as a country are special. I can understand that completely as well. But you are 100% right on the America part. Like, we are, at times arrogantly prideful. Prideful about some stupid shit. Let's be honest. We are. I have no problem admitting that. So that was one thing that was when it is explained better, it makes sense. And I can understand that.
It boils down to that, at least. It's really more complicated than that, of course. Mm-hmm. But the essence of it is that, at least.
Yeah.
Also have something other which we learned from when we were small. It's called Kardemommeloven. It's not something this is typical Norwegian, but we have a kid show that's called Kardemommevi. It's an old thing.
Okay.
And there's a song there that sings about this. And that boils down to you can do whatever you want as long as you're nice to everybody and it doesn't hurt anybody else.
Makes sense to me.
It's not that ingrained like as mm-hmm. same as Janteloven, but it is for at least my generation. I think it's more common, at least.
Yeah, and I mean that makes sense. Why not? You know, that's one of those things, like how I'm sure there are people that argue against it for whatever reason, but how really could you? It's, I don't know. I don't know, man. I'm having, this is a good one. I like this one.
Good.
Let me ask you, ask me a question. I'm an American. I'm sure you got something that you've loved to have, you know, them damn Americans over there.
Well, you know, that's something I mentioned. Like we hear about everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's in Europe in general. Like it's a really Americanized either way. So we mm-hmm. always know what's happening. We always know the different sides and what's going on there because it impacts us so much. So maybe not. We don't know what's happening in the day to day life. But we have actually a pretty good grasp on what's going on in the general.
Yes.
All right. You mentioned like American pride and so on.
Mm-hmm.
And what one thing I actually love about like how America is great or not great is mm-hmm. if you watch it the newsroom with is it Chevy Chase that has this monologue? Why America isn't the greatest country anymore?
Oh, I know you're talking about from the TV show. Yeah. Yes, I could listen to that on repeat. Mm. That is, woo! Yeah, I love that. That's so great, man. I agree. That's a good one. But like day-to-day here, it depends on who you ask, because I'm from the South, right? I live in South Carolina. I work for Bridgestone, you know, the Japanese tire company, make tires. So I work 12-hour shifts. And on my off days, I do these every now and then. Again, I have a 6-year-old son. I have a wife. You know, I do the everyday, nothing special, nothing too crazy, you know. So probably most would consider boring, ordinary life, you know, but that's kind of why I started this, to branch out and talk with people, because again, I enjoy history, and who knows if this thing gets big one day, you know, and I get, you know, a sponsor or something like that, I can travel to Norway, the Philippines, India, wherever it may be, and get that real in-depth, real world view of the different countries that I speak to. That's like the goal, you know. That's the goal that if I can, I would love to have. That's basically it.
You have like I think it's Minnesota and so on. There's a lot of like there was a lot of Norwegian immigrants.
Really?
And they yeah. And they have like a lot of history up there. So that's actually a pretty good place to start for an American to actually go to those places where the immigrants came to America.
I mean, that makes sense because, yeah, the Minnesota football team's called Minnesota Vikings. So that would totally make sense that there's a pretty heavy Norwegian or Scandinavian immigrant population over there for sure. You mentioned earlier about how Norway doesn't have a heavy tourist industry, right? Would you say that might have increased ever since the Viking show came about?
I haven't noticed anything, but I don't work with that kind of thing either. So I don't know. Maybe. I think it's more about like places like Reddit where actually it's more easily accessible to actually look at these places and converse with the for example Norwegians. I think that has more impact on tourism than anything else.
Oh yeah, that's for sure. I'll agree with that. Definitely, you got to talk to the people. You know, you can't just show up, have whatever notion you may have, and think it's going to be right, because 9 times out of 10, you're going to walk into a world that's totally different.
But Norway isn't for everybody, because, as I said, like, not very heavy tourist industry. A lot of it is based on nature and so on. So you actually have to like outdoors. Of course, you can have a city holiday, but you might as well go to someplace else.
No, yeah. If I ever go, it's going to be for like a nice relaxing vacation, sit out somewhere, enjoy that fresh air, watch the birds fly, you know, maybe read a book, which I haven't done in years. You know, just relax, just walk the trails and the hiking and all that kind of good stuff. That's what I would love to do.
Like, if you want to plan something, I think the best tips is actually rent a car, go on Airbnb and just plan your trip, and you can get some pretty nice places that you can live in an old like barn or something, or like on an old farm.
And I gotta do that during the summer months.
You have to watch the Northern Light, man, and that's in the winter.
Maybe one day. I have to buy a jacket from Norway that I know is rated for Norway. So before we go, I wanted to, since you're a metal fan, right? But you're not into the metal stuff, the black metal. Are there some Norwegian metal bands that you do like? Because there's a lot over there.
I don't remember all the names for the ones I listened to when I grew up. Most of the things I listened to was actually American. So like Three Days Grace.
Three Days Grace, so yep.
Theory of the Dead Man. If you want to actually listen to some of the older things, Camelot had Roy Kahn, which was a Norwegian opera singer, and he was really good.
Okay, I'll check that, because I know Camelot. I know them. Okay, I will check that out as soon as we get off of here. That is a good one.
He had like The Haunting with, the vocalist from Epica or something, I think.
Oh, the chick?
Yeah.
Yeah, with the red hair. She has red hair. I know you're talking about. Yeah, I know you're talking about. Do you know one of the ones that I actually found recently that's from Norway? He has a band and he tours and whatnot, but he's mainly known for his covers. He does a lot of covers. And Leo, I don't know how to pronounce his name. Look up Frog Leap Studios. His name is Leo Morricoli.
Let's see. I've never heard of him, at least.
Well, I know he's from Norway. And he's got a YouTube channel. And he does metal covers all the time of various songs and whatnot. I got him pulled up. And see, I got a friend of mine sent me one of his tracks the other day. And I listened to it. I was like, oh, yeah, it's really, really good. And then, like, he's got the long goatee, just like I do. So that got me into him. And I figured he's from Norway. So I actually emailed him to try and get him on the show. So That'd be cool as hell if he comes back and agrees to do that. So, but I would suggest looking into him. It's not too heavy. It's not like that black metal sound. It's not at all. I promise you, if you check out him, Frog Leap Studios on YouTube and whatnot, that you'll enjoy it. I guarantee you that.
That's good. I mostly just put it on like random on Spotify and just not think about it.
Yeah. Because one thing I've done, and I suggest you do it. Well, I suggest it to everybody. But now that I know you're also a fan of metal or just rock music in general, go out if you haven't already and like pick a country, right? Any country in the world, and Google to see if they have bands and check them out. Because in doing this, I've found bands from India, from Bangladesh, Japan, Africa, you know, obviously Brazil has a lot, like Sepultura and all them. But do that. I think when lockdown first happened over here in the States, I did like 2 days Googling various countries and their bands and just trying them out. There's actually one, I see you're about to say something. I'm almost done here, I promise. There's one, Nana War of Steel, that has a very funny song called Norwegian Reggaeton.
Yeah.
So you know that one?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I love it. It's hilarious.
It's fun. Actually, if any band I would actually recommend is the Swedish one, if you haven't heard of it, and it's Sabaton.
Yes.
You heard of it?
Yes. I know who you're talking about.
Oh, okay, yeah. Good.
That guy's voice is so cool.
Oh yeah, and like the lyrics is so good. It's
yes,
and if you watch them live, like I have, it's fantastic.
I have yet to watch anybody. I know. I've not lived. Speaking of him, he also formed a group for a little while called Pain. Are you aware of that?
No, actually not.
It's more like electronica, you know, not as heavy, it's more synthesizers and whatnot, but it's really good. They have at least one album out. It was like a short super group that he formed with some members of other bands. Check that out, though. It's really, really good. And the lyrics are, if you listen to actually what he's saying, it's like, whoa, all right. You know, don't let your kids listen to that kind of stuff.
Oh, they should. Every kid should listen to everything. They need to get like the brutalness of the world straight away.
Don't worry. my kid wanted to watch It yesterday, and we watched It yesterday, you know? So my kid gets that. He definitely gets that for sure.
That's good.
Well,
that's
Kevin, good. Man, yeah. I've had fun. This has been really, really cool. You're from over there in Norway. I've never met you. I've never left my freaking country. But already in this, you know, maybe over an hour, close to an hour that we've been talking, we have a lot of similar things in common. You know, you don't know until you talk to people. So if there's anything you want, like, I don't know if you have anything you want to promote or anything like that, because no. All right. Well, you got the last word, Kevin. If there is anything you want to say, floor is yours.
Well, I just wish everybody is safe in America and everyone else. Love you next. And that's all.
All right, Kevin. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to talk with me. I'd love to have you on again some point, maybe after this week, depending on, you know, what happens on Tuesday. You know, we might have some new stuff to talk about. Who knows?
Maybe.
But you have yourself a good day, sir. I'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Bye-bye.